Mount Vernon Hospital is on the verge of collapse. So says the New York State Nurses Association, which is calling for immediate emergency aid to keep the hospital from closing. The hospital, the only one in Mount Vernon, is already unable to pay many of its workers, and its chief financial officer resigned last week. WBAI's Lucas Reckhaus reports.
How does an area's only hospital maneuver itself to the brink of collapse? This is the question that Mount Vernon residents and hospital workers are asking themselves in the face of losing their only local emergency room, mental health facility, and dialysis lab, to name a few of the services provided. Particularly distressing is that the signs of decline were there for all to see, yet upper management failed to take any kind of meaningful action. Dan Lutz of the New York State Nurses Association says that the hospital is in critical condition.
The hospital has been getting in worse and worse shape for years. But it's really all started to come to a head in the last couple of weeks. They've been delaying pay to non-union staff. Their contractor for housekeeping, their contractor for lab work, has stopped doing work for the hospital. They shut down their dialysis lab last week. Now they've reopened it over the weekend. Their chief financial officer resigned two Fridays ago. This is a hospital that's in deep crisis.
Kathleen Rosa, a nurse at Mount Vernon and an executive committee member of the New York State Nurses Association, links the gradual reduction of services at Mount Vernon to the hospital's partnership with the Sound Shore Medical Center in New Rochelle.
Some years ago, we developed an affiliation with the Sound Shore Medical Center in New Rochelle. At one point, we were having shared services, and over the years, some of our services have been drawn over to Sound Shore, causing units to be closed here at Mount Vernon, decreasing the bed capacity here at Mount Vernon, and decreasing the beds to the community.
Though Westchester County is majority Caucasian, Mount Vernon is predominantly African American, making its community of particular significance in the area. Lutz says that losing the hospital would cripple the city's residents.
Mount Vernon is 60% African American community. This is the emergency room for Mount Vernon. This is the hospital where a lot of people who live in Mount Vernon were born. This is the only hospital in the city limits of Mount Vernon. And those residents are going to have to go somewhere else if they get in a serious accident when they're having a kid. It would be a disaster for the Mount Vernon community to lose this hospital.
Rosa says that experiments with the outsourcing of hospital services to neighboring New Rochelle have had poor results.
When they took out labor and delivery over there, they wanted to have joint service at the Sound Shore site. The problem is, statistically, the teenage population and young adult population of Mount Vernon need Mount Vernon Hospital. Okay, they're not even ready to go on to Sound Shore. Many of our patients will say, I'd rather go to Mount Vernon.
Especially baffling, says Lutz, is that hospital executives have been planning to expand the facility for years, yet seemingly without any sincerity.
The leadership has been promising for years to grow the hospital, to expand the hospital, to build a new emergency room, to build a new assisted living center. They've gotten help and support from the state of New York to do that, and they failed to do it. They failed to grow. They failed to improve their facilities.
Instead, the exact opposite of expansion and improvement have occurred at Mount Vernon.
Now, what we're having is a major cash flow problem, and there is no money coming into the system, and we've had rumor of not making payroll, rumor of bankruptcy. The nurses are now, it has been 2 years we are working without a contract.
Despite this, the Nurses Association is offering to suspend labor negotiations in an effort to keep the hospital running for the time being.
We have an open contract right now with the hospital, and we've proposed to them no pay increases, no change to the contract. Let's extend this contract for 12 months just so that we can get this hospital in shape.
However, the core of the matter remains that without a change at the very top of the hospital administration, few have confidence for a turnaround.
The other thing that we're calling on is the state of New York to step in. They stepped in last week and gave Sound Shore and Mount Vernon Hospital a $3 million loan to help them meet their payroll obligations. But we need them to step in and say, if we're going to give you more money, we need to see new leadership.
Lutz says that he believes the struggle to save Mount Vernon has been so uphill, at least in part because of the area the hospital serves.
I do think that this hospital is under the gun because it's a community hospital that serves a primarily black and impoverished community.
Lutz continues.
Mayor Ernie Davis of Mount Vernon came and spoke with nurses today. He's now going to meet with CEO John Spicer of the hospital to demand an accounting for the funds that the hospital has received from the state. Where was that money spent? How was it spent?
Rosa remains hopeful that things can turn around, if only the hospital can emerge from the weight of its current inept leadership. For WBAI News, this is Lucas Reckhouse.